Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Aunt, wrong Johnson.
That was Johnson Johnson, the linebacker formerly of the Patriots here at WEI Afternoons.
Not Teddy Ted.
Ted. He is listening. He did check in via text. He's got the Odyssey app, and he is listening on his day off here, his long weekend. I'm about to go on a long week of vacation.
Great story. Oh,
shut it. And because of that,
there's a reason for you to mention
Fitzy
that.
Fitzy had the idea of, I think this was Fitzy's idea, but you know, we should kind of project what I think could happen in the time away, because I have heard. Now, I did make the change, so I should have internet access, so I can at least do the, you know, what is that called, the ESPN Gamecast, where you can watch pitch by pitch as it comes in.
Yeah, but do you really want to?
Probably not.
No, it's good to take. No, honestly, like, you need, considering the high level, it's not just 2 to 6. You got all the show prep and everything else, the things that we read, the things that we listen to, and then the games you watch, and then the takes you prep, and the nonsense
just
we share. Like,
it's a
24/7, 365 kind of thing. So when you get a chance to, like, do a flush, do a straight-up disconnect for 6, 8, 10 days, do it.
Kind of like the flush Kyle Van Noy has been chronicling on his social media, 72-hour...
Fast?
Yeah, I just drink water. That's all he's ingesting.
People say that 3-day fast is, like, next-level phenomenal for you, and spiritually, emotionally, physically.
Supposedly, even like online quack doctors, actually, I shouldn't call them that. I don't know if they're quacks, but online doctors say, okay, like, it can even prevent cancer. Like, if you have little tiny, the seeds of cancer.
Okay, so you can call them quacks.
Okay, it eats, yeah. Alex Guerrero probably believes this, that it eats away at those little, like, it can prevent cancer. Anyway, going on vacation, what's going
to
happen?
Try to see if you can get a couple lawsuits thrown at the station on your way down to the Caribbean.
Allegedly. What's going to happen in the next 10 days of sports? We're going to play a little game of More Likely while I'm gone, and Dan Ball is going to take over with the questions.
All right, so I came up with 8 questions that we can answer. Andy and Nick, I'll get both of your answers, and we'll revisit these on, I guess, on Monday the 23rd when you make your valiant return, a day that I'm sure you're dreading at this point, 10 days from now.
Yeah, if I come back.
Oh, all right. Well,
who knows? If Tom Curran's,
find out.
If Tom Curran's right and I go down in the bowels of some boat with two men and just ingest whatever they hand me in a cup, who knows what happens?
Yeah, there should have been a follow-up question there, by the way. There seemed to be a very specific story that he was dancing around, and I guess the world will never know.
Yeah, I didn't really want to know what happened there.
That's also a fair point. All right, let us begin. We'll begin with the Boston Red Sox. Off day today. They play 9 games while Andy is away. 3 against the Yankees coming up this weekend. Then they start a Western road trip. 3 against Seattle, who is 33-34. And then 3 at San Francisco, who is 40-28. So that is 9 games.
Yikes.
Are they more likely, Andy and Nick, to be over or under 500 in those 9 games while you're away?
Because they have Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and the youth movement taking over, they're going to be over 500. In fact, I think they might go 6-3 in those 9 games.
I'm not going to go so far out over my skis, because you got 3 at home against the Yanks. They're looking for payback, considering that you took 2 or 3 in their house last week. Plus, then you got the West Coast trip, which is always daunting. That said, I too will go over 500. I'll go 5-4, Dan.
All right, I feel like that feels reasonable. They always kind of dance around that 500 number anyways. So saying multiple games over 500, you really do have vacation brain right now.
I'm just optimistic Andy, baby.
Look at you. Look
I see
at you
hope
go.
On the horizon.
And what form will he return as if he returns? Will it still be optimistic?
You know it's going to be? Just he's going to have like, he'll have dreads, he'll be tanned, he'll have a tat. He's going to come back. He's going to come back telling us like, guys, you have no idea. Like the people of St. Lucia, just like, they totally get it, man. Why can't every day be more like vacation, brah? And we're going to be like, who'd you just call brah?
Be like a blend of Bob Marley and Aaron Rodgers.
I'm picturing like, Michael Scott when he comes back from Sandals, Jamaica. He has the steel drum and the little braid on the side of his. That's kind of what I'm picturing for Andy.
I'm thinking like Paul Rudd and Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Yes. Like the surf instructor. Yeah.
All right. Onwards we go. NBA Finals Game 7 would be the Sunday before you return, Andy. Ooh. So we will have a champion no matter what. More likely to win the NBA Finals, Thunder or Pacer, and by how many games?
I still think it's the Thunder, although this is getting more and more dubious by the day, by the loss for the Thunder. The Pacers, as I said earlier, become more and more dangerous by the day, more and more dangerous by the win, and they don't have far to go now. It's becoming less of an upset. Now they just kind of have to play decent basketball, and they could win this series. But I still think that the Thunder are the better team, and I think SGA is the biggest star in the series. And I do have to stick with my standard that stars win in the postseason. So give me SGA in the Thunder.
Okay. Would you care to venture a series? Is that in 7 games?
Oh, yeah. It's going 7.
Got to be 7. Okay.
It's going 7. And going 7 against the dangerous Pacers is a dangerous life to lead if you're a Thunders fan.
A Thunders fan. There Whatever. You go. Nick, Close your thoughts?
This series is going to eat a bag of 6. That's right. This series is only going 6 games. And the Indiana Pacers are going to be crowned the unlikeliest of NBA champions, the world champions of American basketball on their home court in Game 6. They're going to win the next game. Thunder will take Game 5 one more time for their fans, and then the Pacers will deliver the knockout blow at whatever they used to call the Conseco Fieldhouse. And man, oh man, will we realize that the Pacers were much better all along. And I think basically, Andy, you're looking at, well, we'll talk basketball a little bit more later. Let's get back to your projections.
All right. So we have Thunder at 7 for Andy. We have Pacers in 6 for Nick. A follow-up on that, more likely to be the NBA Finals MVP. So for Andy, given that it's the Thunder, SGA or the field, and for Nick, would it be Tyrese Haliburton or the field?
SGA. It's still SGA. It's always SGA. SGA is winning it unless they lose the series. Then he won't probably win it.
For me... I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go field.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you had that random dude, Mathurin, last night getting 27. I know Haliburton and Siakam each had 22. Siakam has been awesome. Like, Haliburton, we would have thought would win it for the conference finals and then for the NBA finals, but Siakam could pull a Jaylen Brown and out of nowhere, even though he's not the star, he's obviously the number two in town. I could see him pulling it off as well. Although, one for Haliburton, this kid has just been... God, like the clutch factor on him, Andy. How do you think that comes to pass? Real quick, how do you think somebody develops an innate ability to have that big shot Bob Horry ability to just when it matters most, like be so calm and hit the shot?
The real answer, I believe, is see when a man loves a woman and they care about each other, they do certain things, and when they get together, they have a child. And I think that is absolutely nature, not nurture. I think you have that chromosome, that whatever, you're wired that way out of the womb.
Lower your blood pressure and just see through the matrix when it matters most.
And I think like that child wouldn't necessarily have to be a basketball player. It could be another sport. It could be a doctor. It could be an ER. It could be a cop. It could be Tom Cruise in Top Gun. But I think somewhere down deep, and I can tell you I don't have that. Those of us that have like IBS and anxiety weren't wired that way, right? You get the butterflies, you get the diarrhea, you get the whole damn thing. I think that person at creation is made that way, is made to go down that road in some form or fashion in their life. And that may be more than you really hazard there. But I don't think it's like, oh, when he was in Little League, his coach told him, breathe deeply three times at the end of a game and you'll always make the shot. No, I don't think it's any of that crap. I think he is wired that way. Probably comes from his dad. His dad was getting in the face of Giannis and being, you know, we can call that dinky, but that's also a little ballsy to get in Giannis's face, this big right. dude who just lost. So some of it is coming from his parents.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
You being all philosophical here on this Thursday.
I mean,
but it's kind of these are the summertime sports discussions that are kind of fun to have to do a deep dive into why and how. You know, Bill James always said clutch was unquantifiable. As a matter of fact, didn't even exist. I would love to disagree with one of the greater minds of sports and sabermetrics.
Yeah, I'll disagree with Craig Breslow too, because if he thinks Devers bats in the middle of the order. He failed basic math. The middle of nine guys is not two.
Very much not.
Nope.
And he's supposed to be the math guy.
Yep. So maybe that says a little something about the analytics with the Red Sox. But back to the more likely Dan Ball.
All right, let's flip over to the other finals happening right now. A potential Stanley Cup Finals Game 7 would be the Friday before you come back. So we'll have a champion in the NHL as well. More likely to win the Cup, the Oilers or the Panthers? And in how many games will they do it? Andy Hart.
So I think the Panthers are going to win this. They just feel like the team that's ready to continue it. Now they're building a little dynasty down there. And I know we kind of had talked about Connor McDavid and wanting the all-time great player to get over the hump. And even if we weren't necessarily rooting for Canada, I just think Brad Marchand and the Panthers got a little something going on down there. That hockey hotbed that is Florida. So I think the Panthers are going to win this in six, probably.
Okay.
Panthers in six, yeah.
All right, there you go. Nick?
Yeah, that's the sad part is I believe there is going to be, in Florida, a sunrise on a back-to-back NHL champion. It's going to drive me nuts. I wanted the Oilers to win just because I don't want Connor McDavid to ingloriously find himself.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Accepting an invitation to Club Marino, the inglorious place where people are remembered for being all-time goats but never having a title or a chip to show for it. So they do have something going on, Andy. Like the Panthers are just a little bit too much at this point. So I say the Oilers equalize in game four, and there'll be another overtime game and a coronation of the Panthers by six.
Okay, two Panthers and six picks. So that sets up my follow-up on that one perfectly. More likely to win the Conn Smythe, given to the MVP of the Stanley Cup Finals, Brad Marchand or the field?
Give me Brad Marchand, and I may be wishing this as much as I am projecting this, because I think from our perspective, it creates great discussion that we can have about Brad Marchand and how good he is and leadership and all of these things. I don't necessarily think he's a leader of the Panthers. I think he's showing up and he can still play and he fits in as more of a complementary piece than he would have had to be with the Boston Bruins, and the leadership that I don't think is necessarily his strength or the best part of his makeup. And so he goes down there and he just sort of fits in, gets in where he fits in, as they say in the sports world. And he's just hot, and he's putting the puck in the back of the net, and he's doing his thing, and they can shoot rats at him, and he can collect a trophy that's not as cool as the Hart Trophy.
Oh, my God, and he's becoming an instant legend with this reviled franchise, which I believe we actually said on this program a few months back, perhaps the best rivalry currently in all of Boston sports, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, is Bruins and Panthers. I'm not taking the field. I'm taking Marchand as well. He's scored the freaking breakaway overtime winner in a game that if it went the Oilers' way, we'd be talking about a completely different series outcome right now. Scores in the next game where the Panthers absolutely just truck the Oilers. He's got it going on right now. And boy, oh boy, Andy, poor Bruins fans, who I still say are the hale and heartiest in town, are just going to have it shoved in their face, and it is going to hurt so freaking bad. Do you think most Bruins fans...
You're telling me they're going to get plowed by Marchand?
They'll be very plowed. Yeah. Do you think Bruins fans will be able to push past their frustration to be happy for him if he wins?
I think a lot of fans are. It's funny. We're swayed by this because we have the whole Rich Keefe feud with Brad Marchand, and I do look at it that way. Like, I like Rich Keefe a lot. I'm on Team Keefe in that whole feud. I thought Brad Marchand handled that poorly from start to finish with his words, with his IG, with everything that went into that. So I think we're swayed. I think Bruins fans are kind of rooting for him. I think the casual Bruins
on
fan.
On the Panthers?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I absolutely think they are, and it is
Brady
sad.
Brady was easier to root for on the Buccaneers. What if Brady was on the Colts? I would have gouged my eyes out.
And I do think people don't really take into account that, yeah, he was traded. Because I think some people are like, well, what was he supposed to do? He was traded. Brady chose to leave. He was a free agent. But Brad Marchand basically said where he wanted to go. He decided where he wanted to go. So you hate the Panthers. He saw the Panthers as an opportunity. He is a, what did Curran say about Steph Diggs? He's a mercenary. Brad Marchand's kind of a mercenary.
Yeah, he's a hired gun.
Yeah, Brad Marchand's a hired gun. He kind of hired himself. He was cup chasing. He was cup sniffing. He was looking for a cup, and he might get what he wants.
He's a wicked sniffer?
He's a cup sniffer. He's an absolute cup sniffer.
Hashtag cup sniffer.
And I give him credit as a general manager. Mind, he picked the right place, it looks like. He's going to go get a cup, potentially, and good for him, whatever. But
no,
I think
no hating on him for that. If he's not going to be here, why shouldn't he be able to choose the destination and get after what he thinks was best for him, which would be a second cup, which, cup sniffer or not, could be adding to, like, an NHL Hall of Fame legacy.
Oh, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I think. I mean, certainly if he wins another cup and if he wins the MVP, the Smythe, he's definitely going to the Hall of Fame. I think he's already a Hall of Fame player. And I don't begrudge him. I always say it. You got to look out for number one. Screw you, Bruins. And you got your fancy first-round pick in 2072 or whatever year it is.
Yep, that's just when it is. Nailed it.
Right when the Dodgers are paying Shohei Ohtani, you'll get a first-round pick. It's all the
well, so they're never making that pick because the Dodgers are never paying that out. That's all my own opinion.
What do you got next?
On we go. This was something that you mentioned in the email. I'm not sure if it was a joke, but I made it serious.
That's always good.
That's actually pretty much the gist of the show.
Story of my life. Honey, you want to get married? I'm not sure if that was a joke, but I'm going to make it serious.
More likely to occur during Andy's vacation, a Jordan Hudson exclusive interview or another Pablo Torre podcast solely dedicated to Bill Belichick.
I don't know how much juice there is left in the Belichickian fruit, and you can take that however you want. I'm going to say Jordan has a sit-down one-on-one with somebody, some friendly, and I don't know who the friendly landing spot would be. I know Oprah doesn't exist anymore. I don't know who, you know, Bill's PR guy that he hired maybe has some relationships in the media.
How about Games with Names?
I don't think it'll be that.
Why?
Could be Dudes on Dudes.
Could be.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. It could be Dudes on Dudes, the way they defended her in that podcast.
Yeah, no way.
That would be the most cringy thing ever. They would sully their name
so badly with that.
I mean, it could be WEEI Afternoons. With me out of the picture, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Dan Ball. Would you have Jordan on? You might want to have Ted.
Well,
Mego's
going to be in a couple times soon, so maybe that'll be a softer landing spot.
Or a more
comfortable and appropriate spot.
Yeah, I don't think it would be considered a soft landing spot with Ted here for the day. But no, I think there's a better chance because what else can Pablo Torre do? I know I'm not an investigative journalist at this point, but what else could he do that he could get an entire podcast out of Bill Belichick at this point?
I don't think there's much else to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go against this entire idea. I think they're both in ghost protocol for the next week and a half. I don't think we will have Spatui to tell you about the wide world of Jordan, Belichick and their very strange, soon-to-be consummated relationship.
Nicholas, that's not how the more likely games work. You got to pick one of the polls.
All right. Well, then I guess neither was not an option, Dan?
No, that's not the game.
All right, fine. Then I'll say Jordan just because. I'll get to work on trying to figure out who that soft interview landing spot will be for her, but I cannot think of anybody who would like to use the last shreds of their journalistic integrity on helping her tell her side of this bizarre story, unless there's some evening news magazine called Provincetown Sex Toy Daily.
Oh, wow. That was a... Those are a lot of words strung together,
and that's
it. All right, two more. More likely to be worn again after Andy's vacation: Hey Dude shoes or the pink flamingo shirt?
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. I am going to say Hey Dude shoes.
Defend.
I wore them around the house a little bit just to see what they were going to feel like, break them in a little bit, although
you never go into a vacation with a vacation shirt or vacation shoes not having worn them or broken them in.
Right.
Can't do it.
So I think both, if I were going to play Fitzy's style game, I would say both, I think, mm-hmm. will be worn again, but more likely is the Hey Dudes, because I do need something for the summer that's not, as Ted Johnson would say, my middle school sneakers or whatever he likes to make fun of
you
me
You like
for.
The Hokas, bro?
Yeah, I do like the Hokas, you big bully. Yeah, big bully that's far away and I can say
I told
it with an
you
edge.
When you bought the Hey Dudes, I told you I've had them for like a while. They're awesome. Feel free to sponsor us, sponsor the social content, come in.
Oh, yeah.
Join Lucky
go.
Energy and some of the other great upcoming brands of the future.
But just not for Ted. Program. Screw Ted.
Wow, jeez. He's listening,
he
guys.
Was bullying me the day I said I was
getting
I
got to do radio with
them.
Him next week. I don't want to have him take it out when he's staring at me and thinking about grilling you.
Boom,
that's
boom,
it.
Boom. Sounds like a you problem.
You will, team player, everybody. You will absolutely, the Hey Dudes are awesome. Like, once you get them on, like, straight off the golf course, straight off, onto the beach, out to dinner, they just go everywhere. They're, like, an awesome answer to many of life's problems.
Before we move to the last question, I'd like to enter Stiz into the equation. Stiz has a couple of, you said you might want to do it on air. Headlines that may be missed while Andy Hart is on vacation.
Does he have an itch he'd like to scratch? Oh, he already did that during his three-point stance.
Yeah, I know. Way to go, Brian Frazoco, not informing me I was on camera. No, I was just thinking of like future headlines that might happen. We've heard like late night shows do this type of thing. So things that Andy may miss while he's gone. On vacation, so there'll be a game show that's gonna premiere in Boston, debut in Boston. It's called "So You Married an Anthony," where bachelors, local Boston bachelors, will compete to win a date with Leah Anthony. So that's gonna happen.
Okay, I look forward to
while
that.
You're gone.
Will that be on Nessun?
Yeah, probably.
It feels
Nessun.
Like a Nessun.
Yeah,
production.
Nessun. Only on Nessun.
$30 for the app. Brad Marchand will
New England sexy network.
That's right. Brad Marchand will win MVP, and in his acceptance speech, he was going to challenge Rich Keefe to a fight, celebrity Ooh. Boxing.
What do you think would win that?
My money's on Keefe.
Yeah, my money's on Keefe too.
Let's go Keefe.
Is it on or is it on ground?
How about on the ice, but no, you like sneakers. You know what I mean? You have to wear sneakers.
Oh, that would make it very interesting.
You know what I mean? Keep it interesting.
Punch
and then,
shot.
And then lastly, Gerard Mayo is going to release a tell-all book titled "Wow, You're Crafty, My Life Working for Robert Kraft." So you'll want to get that one.
I don't think that one's happening. I don't think
you're,
that
you're,
one's happening
Wait, you're
at
not going to want to listen to You Mayo Want to Hear This?
Ooh, there you go.
I have this theory that Robert Kraft always wins contracts, and my guess is somewhere buried in Gerard Mayo's contract that he may not have even known until he got fired was, what do they call those? DN.
You're listening to WNDA,
yes.
Non-Disclosure Radio.
I don't think he can say anything that would be negative toward Robert Kraft. Certainly couldn't sell a book based on that.
Crazy. We've never brought that up, but that could be what's going on here, why we haven't heard from Mayo.
It would not surprise
there's,
me.
Yeah, it's, what's it? Oh, hush money. That's right.
Oh, right. Hush, and you can keep your money is what I said.
But, yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Hush, and you can keep your money.
Last
Sounds
one.
Like that should be a new game show we should develop, too.
Last one for you, Andy. More likely to be uttered on these airwaves on Monday: my wife is booking another island vacation next year, or we're never doing that again. Miller Lite and my boat are all I need in life.
See, if it were only me, it would be the latter. Miller Lite and my boat is all I need in life. My guess is, though, based on I wear the Hey Dudes in our relationship, she wears the pants. So my guess is it will be my wife is already looking at island vacations for the future.
Gotcha. Okay.
Actually, I think your wife is looking for island prop. I'm going to take it a step further. Your wife is looking for island property.
Am I going to be one of those HGTV shows where I'm a beachfront hunt or whatever, whether you go globally and look for like a and you know, I could. You think I could live somewhere else? I'm a creature of habit, and there's no chance I can live somewhere
else. You'll get dragged a bit if you have just enough fun. Little sun goes a long way, guy.
All right, well, up next here. So the Pacers look like they are just this machine, this upset-ready champion. The Knicks, who played the Pacers, look like they're an absolute dumpster fire. The New York Knicks fired their head coach, which agree with, disagree with, whatever, 50 wins. You went on a nice run to the Eastern Conference Finals. So you assume, though, they would have a plan, right? Up next, we'll look at the Knicks' supposed plan to follow Tom Thibodeau as their head coach, and let's just say it's not going very well. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.